The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
It is Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1 and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson.
How'd this jackass get a show?
Hey.
Rude.
With Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. Oh, you're the best. Sit back, relax, let the four of us entertain you for a few hours. The Kentucky Derby was on Saturday. Mint juleps and horses, oh my. Lex, did you an on-hell watch?
Yeah, we were drinking whiskey. But yeah, we watched.
Whoa, girl.
Were you wearing a big hat?
Maybe sitting drunk.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, on a Saturday, why not? I did not wear a cool hat. Oh, okay. I usually do, but this year, no.
No.
What happened was Angel said, hey, it's coming. Come on, let's go. So I ran up and watched the race. So I didn't see all the fanfare before and after, but what a race, huh?
Yeah.
Normally, a little horse comes out and that one loses steam by, you know, a mile mark or so, and then the last quarter mile. Some other horse races past it, but this one took the lead and just kept going.
Yeah, he's and it's a local horse, Medina Spirit. Not really local, but I have
Medina.
Is that Medina?
Medina Spirit. Yeah.
Medina.
I kept saying Medina. I'm like, oh, I've been to the bowling alley in Medina. Yeah. Here's a little bit of that, and then Lex has a Kornacki. I mean, anytime we can connect Steve Kornacki to anything, we're happy.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby, and off to a solid beginning here, and it will be Medina Spirit who comes out the best to take the early lead. Mandaloon fighting for the front. Medina Spirit battles on. Hot Rod Charlie on the outside, and Central Quality on the far outside. The four of them heading to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire. Bob Beffrick does it again. Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby. Mandaloon was second. Hot Rod Charlie was third. Essential Quality was fourth. 2:01:02 the final time. Bob Beffrick stands alone.
Stands alone.
That's his seventh win.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The not owner. The horse, but the owner.
No, the yeah. owner.
Yeah, and then holy. The jockey, John Velasquez, he won the last one, too. He's Puerto Rican, of course. And I told Angel, why didn't you... Come on, it's John Velasquez.
Come on, Angel. Yeah.
Why didn't you bet on him?
And
you picked the right horse.
And that owner, to quote a really, really, really fabulous woman, he's really rich. He is really, really yeah. rich. Yes, oh. he is. Why now?
Big
why?
Time.
How was Steve Kornacki connected to this?
Okay,
Lex?
This is really cool. So Steve Kornacki, using math, using the formulas that he uses for the elections for football, the NFL, because now he's analyzing that as well. He called it. He said that Medina Spirit would win with double-digit odds, 12-1, I think he said.
Yeah.
Oh, and, nice. Mm-hmm.
So he put $100 down, and for every $2 bet, you got $26.20 for it. So he won some nice money, but he called it before, and... We all have to listen to Steve, basically, is what it is. And we're solving for X all the time. There's yes. math right there. Bam. Well,
I don't know Bam. About that, Lex, but sure. Yeah. I don't
so
know
getting
about
it done again.
For
he's
X.
looking good. You could tell he's just having the most fun. Seeing him do the NFL numbers, too, it's pretty cool to see him beyond just MSN, you know, doing the election stuff.
No.
You don't
I want
like
him.
It?
No, I want him just in his khakis, telling me about.
He's still in his khakis.
He's got the same gear on.
I know. I don't want everyone to start taking them. I just want him. No.
You just want him for election stuff.
I want him just to tell me the political makeup of Dayton, Ohio. That's all I want to know. Yeah. I don't want him doing the Buffalo Bills. I don't want him doing putt-putt golf. No, I want him just for politics.
That was a lot to take in just now.
I know, Steve. I know. No, they can't have them.
Interesting listening to you folks naively and innocently talking about this like it's not a big deal. If you've ever been addicted to horse racing and gambling, you'd be on edge right now. Your palms would be sweaty. Your upper lip would be coated, and you'd be thinking, no, Kenny, don't, no, Kenny. There is nothing more fun, you guys, than gambling on horses. Oh, my God.
Really?
It is my life calling. My life calling.
Oh, no.
And I cannot, I will not go to a horse track, and I won't go to Vegas or Reno anymore, because in Vegas and Reno in a sports book, you can stand there and you can have bets rolling on 5 different tracks across the country at the same time. It's the most amazing experience in the world.
Oh my God, and, Kenny in yeah. Vegas, I gotta go.
Oh yeah, and you handicap them. And you pick the semi-long shots, and you exact a box so you know you're going to have a winner. And, oh, my goodness. You guys, I used to make rent by going out to Canterbury and gambling. I'd go out there with $50 and come home with $1,000 and pay for rent and the rest of my month
you
expenses.
You son of a gun.
It's the same thing. Did you print out the booklet and then having to read, you know, what was their last race and who's the mom, who's the dad, who's the
absolutely. And because I was in the media, I was able to go up to the press box and I knew all the handicappers.
So why don't you do it anymore? Was there a problem?
Oh. Well, of course, Dawn, when you start taking out a $5,000 loan to fly to Vegas to play the tracks, and then you lose the $5,000 and you can't go back to Vegas until you pay the $5,000 off. Yeah, when you get home from Vegas and you take a cab to home and you have to wake up your roommate to pay the cabbie because you don't have any money, you stop doing that. Yes. But of all the gambling, blackjack, slots, football,
it's
college
horse
ball,
racing for you.
Yeah, horse racing for me was the most delightful.
Well,
so,
there's some skill
so
to
fun.
That, Kenny. That's the other thing. You actually feel like it's not just throwing your money away because you're
looking at stats.
Listen to Lex.
I only know this through Angel because he is just like you in Boston. He would go to what is the one in Connecticut? Anyway, he would go there. He knew all the jockeys. He knew how to read all of the things. And same thing happened. Yes. We went to, when My Talk won its first Gracie Award, we went to New York. That's when I met Katie Couric, Jason, got all his drops with for you.
Yeah.
We stayed a couple extra days and went to Belmont Steaks.
Oh, no.
And,
Belmont.
Yeah, he won enough money to pay for our whole trip, Kenny.
He did? Nice.
Yes. Yeah. And we had and then we were invited to the VIP, which I was like, ooh, and we had a little mint julep, which we had never been and haven't been since, but it was...
Where am I?
It was an experience. You're right.
You guys are talking about
who
this.
Are you two?
Kentucky Derby is all fun, and I'm sitting here sweating bullets.
Oh, my goodness.
I was in Louisville, Kentucky for 2 years ago during the Kentucky Derby, but I was investigating a haunted tuberculosis hospital.
Of course you were.
That's a different sort of race there.
Oh, my goodness. This segment has taken so many turns.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you, Cornhole Lady.
Before we go, Jason,
one last turn
before we go. The Kentucky Derby is decadent and depraved by Hunter S. Thompson. That is, it's the invention of gonzo journalism, a fun piece written in the early 70s. You got to read it. That's
okay. Oh, gosh.
Well,
there you go.
Well, this was a conversation.
That was a lot to take in just now.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
We don't read. Come on. when we come back, we have a very special guest about a very special project. And a little bit later, Would You Rather? And a lot of TV to talk about. So go get a mint julep and meet us back here in about 2 minutes.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
I will pay B. Arthur and Holly Roberts $250,000 to take that song out of rotation.
Oh, I can take it out if you want me to. I need some money.
Fine. Give me your Apple. Give me your Venmo ID. I'll Venmo it to you right now. Let's put this song
on how to do that.
Let's put this song out of its misery.
It's coming hard to come back from that. You're right.
It is
Kate.
Hard. All of you listening, that's right, all of you listening right now, whether you're on 35W, the 494, maybe you're naked in your shower, maybe you're in your kitchen listening to us on your Alexa, you're depending on us to wake you up and to cheer you up, and this song makes it a mathematical uncertain.
Let's get the numbers from Steve Kornacki.
Let's find out.
Have a case.
The chances, the mathematical chances of us coming out of this song with any type of energy. I mean, seriously. Why don't we just play this damn thing? You
send in the clouds.
I'm so glad you didn't bring Karen Carpenter in.
Oh, I say goodbye to love. We might as well just put that song in rotation.
Oh, God.
I'd rather have my singing nuns that I used to play for Steve.
Dominique, nique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement. Routier, pauvre chantant.
That's right. We have a special guest. Let's not make him wait anymore. Yeah. This is what we're doing. You've heard the commercials. My Talk Loves Local campaign, where we are in a very condensed version. We are doing what we do every day, which is shining a light on great local businesses. And it's called My Talk Loves Local. We've been doing it for a while. We continue it right now. Here to talk about Cyber Village Academy is Nick Rice. Hi, Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing really great.
Great.
Glad to be here.
Nick.
Hey, good morning, Alexis.
Morning.
Let me start with an obvious one for people that are not familiar with CVA, with Cyber Village Academy. What is it exactly, Nick, and what makes it such a great organization?
Yeah, thanks. So Cyber Village Academy is a school in St. Paul, so we're a K through 12 school. So we got all the kids here. But what's really unique about our school is that we are a hybrid online learning school. Okay. So, I know y'all know a lot about, COVID and distance yeah. learning and all the challenges that a lot of students have been facing with learning online and learning from home. But our school, Cyber Village Academy, we've been doing that for 23 years. So we started doing that in 1998. Think back to 98 and what your internet was like. So we have a lot of experience doing this for a long time.
Yes. Wow.
So you guys
So our school's a little unique because we have a very established community. So our students come into our building here in Highland Park in St. Paul 3 days a week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they learn online Thursday, Friday. So, our building's always open. So we always have a community here available for students to come in, but then they also get that opportunity to learn online. So that's what makes us really special.
Wow, that is great. So with this blended hybrid model of learning, you guys have been pretty successful in the pandemic because you're kind of like been there since 1998, right? So I guess what makes it so successful and how do you build those relationships with kids and students and teachers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, sometimes I think back to when I was in school and, my mom did a lot for me. I didn't always know what was going on, but I think things have changed a lot since then. So our young learners are all extremely impressive these days. They have so much on their plates. They do so much. So what's been really successful for our students is the learning that they do here at our school. We've been training our students how to learn online, how to be independent, how to keep themselves organized in their learning. And so when the pandemic hits, our students were prepared. You know, they're so used to doing this. They're used to navigating our systems. They're used to communicating, you know, their needs to our teachers. And they really have these strong relationships with our teachers. And so, yeah, when the pandemic came, I mean, it's not something positive or something that we were looking forward to, but I would say that our school was very well prepared and we're very accustomed to working with students online this way.
Nick Rice is our guest from Cyber Village Academy. We have time for one more question, Dawn.
Yeah, so if somebody out there is thinking about this and they're like, wow, my child just isn't doing well with this distance learning, and they think that this might be a better fit for them, how would they go about that? Because I know this is a charter school and it's a public school, but do you suggest it to your principal? How would somebody go about doing that if they feel like, I mean, because obviously your teachers are so well equipped with this and this exact thing that a lot of people are going through. A lot of kids are falling behind. How would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks, Dawn. Yeah, so our school is open to everyone. We're a public school, K through 12. We have two programs, one where students come in our building and one where students can learn fully online. So any student that lives anywhere in Minnesota really can attend our school. So all you have to do is just contact us. So our website is cybervillageacademy.org. So you can go on there, you can schedule a tour, you can view some of our videos, read what our parents have been saying about our school and about our teachers. You can set up a time to come in, and there's just a lot of opportunity. We would just love to hear from families and love to have you come in and see our school.
And I'm sure people will. Assistant Director of Teaching and Learning at Cyber Village Academy. Nick, thank you for being here, my friend.
That's right. Thanks, Jason. appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Cybervillageacademy.org, as Nick said, for more information.
I'll say goodbye to love.
Stop it!
No one ever cared if I should leave or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by.
Well, I mean, if the powers that be... If the powers that be gonna play sad songs, we're gonna play our own damn sad songs.
Sad songs out.
So I made my mind up, I must live my life alone.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna die and I'll be eaten by my cats. That's right.
Oh my
god.
7:20. Nick hung up.
I would. I'm sure he did.
Goodbye to Nick, but it looks like he's disconnected.
Well, with songs like this, we're saying goodbye to listeners. I can hear. I can hear them clicking over to Wurzer.
It is National Public Radio Day, so
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. 7:27 when we come back. It is Would You Rather. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything Globes. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We got a lot of TV to talk about. We're very excited. It'll probably spill over into tomorrow, and that's all right with us.
Oh, yeah.
And you. Right now, though, get ready to laugh. It's time for Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
Oh, damn it. It's another sad song. I'm sorry.
Love this song too.
I know, but now the system just automatically plays nothing but sad songs.
That Megan Thee Stallion and Maroon 5, that's a banger. Come on,
that is
now.
A banger, Dawn.
Yeah.
Come on, Dawn. Come on, Dawn. Okay. That is a good, you're right. This is a good one. This is a good one that B. Arthur chose.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Would you rather?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm scared.
You can do it. Let's try.
Nasty.
Would you rather have extremely long hair on your nipples that you cannot remove?
Oh, no.
Or extremely long eyebrow hair that cannot be trimmed.
Oh, nip hair. That one's easy.
Yeah, nip hair.
You can roll that up and hide it.
I would braid it and then make a wreath around my nipple with
Put
a little, I mean, like
that's
beads,
nice.
You know.
Look like Princess Leia's hair.
Yeah. I mean, and that means just one person is seeing it, not the world seeing your crazy eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. And having to brush those and trim. Oof. Oof. No, no.
Kenny?
It takes a pair for these old guys to grow their really crazy long eyebrows. Where's that come from, anyway? I've seen guys with...
Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a ride on those ones.
Yeah.
I always wanted to say, when somebody asks me about my long eyebrows, I'd always like to say, that's nothing, you should see my nip hair.
Do you have long, crazy eyebrows, Kenny? I've never noticed that.
They're uncontrollable, Dawn.
But
I can trim them every day.
You trim
them.
Yeah,
I do, but
they're
always wonky and weird and goofy.
Oh,
and
sometimes
I accidentally trim one right off.
Oh my. But it grows right back.
It's fine.
The next day, it's insane.
Here's a suggestion.
No.
If they're crazy and you trim them, they're still crazy, get a little comb, spray some hairspray on it, and then comb them down.
Yeah, okay. Dawn's right.
No, just press them to your head.
Question. Huh. Do you know me pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you see me ever doing
that? No, he's not going to do that, but I'm just saying, yeah.
Come on. Dawn.
Glue stick it down.
Yeah, like
the drag queens do.
Come on.
I'll do it for him on Saturday. Next Saturday, I'll do it.
You do it for him.
I'll do it for him. That's how much I love him.
Come on, who's going to pick the eyebrows? Everyone's picking the nip hair.
I'm picking the nip hair. Yeah.
Would you rather
lose all your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
Ooh.
I thought for sure this would elicit one of Alexis's.
I mean, it's definitely a one. I don't know, guys. I might get rid of my photos.
Yeah, me too. I mean, my sister has pictures, you know, my sisters, my parents.
Yeah. I mean, my memory's shot, so I can't even remember what I did yesterday. So, I mean, maybe that's a good thing.
And the bulk of my pictures, to be honest, are during the MySpace time when it's like, why did we take pictures of every moment of our Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably want to forget anyway. You're right. Yeah.
I will sadly lose my photos. Kenny?
Oh, if you've seen my photos, you'd know the money and valuables can go. The photos stay.
Oh. Because you can sell them for a top dollar for some hot cash.
Now, this is an interesting one. It has like an asterisk. It has like, parentheses. So there's a qualifier. I've never seen this.
Would you rather
be an inch taller or shorter depending on your like? Meaning, I think they mean whatever your desire is. Or have better private parts. I had to reword that second one for radio. So if you're unhappy, I think what they mean in the parentheses, if you're shorter and you've always wanted to be taller, you know, whatever your heart's desire is.
Oh, in height, not genital size.
Height. So,
okay.
No, so that's the either or.
The height
would you rather?
Of your genitals?
No.
I'm just going to say.
How high? Maria Jack could not tell.
Chin eye.
How tall is your vagina?
It needs to be taller.
Too tall, Jones.
Good Lord, it's walking through a city.
Okay, so it's being taller height-wise,
yeah.
Right?
Or
more.
So if you don't like the fact that you're tall, it's either... fine, let me reword this.
I get it.
It's obvious.
Be your most desirable height.
Okay, yep.
Or have the most or more desirable niblets.
I'm happy with all of my niblets, so I want to be an inch taller. Everything's great.
Yeah, sure. Let's be a little taller.
Kenny?
I'd like to be an inch taller, and you know, you could shave a couple, 2-3 off down there.
Come on, that's so good.
Jeez,
we're still talking award-winning. Oh, it's a burden. Whatever.
It's a burden.
Oh, my God.
I'm blushing.
It'd be lighter anyway. It's probably better, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easier to get around.
You wonder why Kenny has back problems?
I am going... I'm happy with my height. So I will go with... perfect niblets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do better than that. Let's just close this down.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, when we come back, our TV taste test starts with a movie that Dawn watched first, and now Alexis has watched it, Sound of Metal. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
We should find out what everybody in the audience calls their vajayjay.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow if we run out of things to do. Thanks,
Pookie.
Oprah, for this. Thanks for
she
the.
Asked.
did you say Pookie?
Yeah, that's what I always called it, a Pookie.
Well, And funny story.
I know, Dawn, you have a funny one, too.
Yeah. Why didn't anybody make a big deal about her just saying that, but you guys went on for days about mine?
Uh-huh. I forgot what it was now.
Yeah, good.
What do you?
No,
what,
no? Dawn. No. Dawn,
was it
no.
No.
What was it, Dawn?
It was
Little Miss Muffet.
No, because
remember, because I found that nursery rhyme about it. What, Kenny? What was it? Remember?
I don't know.
Good. I'm Foo-foo? Glad you forgot.
No,
Fifi.
No, it was something. Phil Jones will remember it. He'll tweet us momentarily.
Flower.
Yeah. What did Dawn call it?
Something, because I ended up finding
spectacular.
I found.
Thank you. I'll take that.
I ended up finding like a little song about it, and now I can't remember. And I played it in the next segment, and Dawn was going to kill me, but now I can't remember. Oh well.
It's okay. What
it's
are we
your
doing
mom
now?
Called it that.
Yep.
Watch. Yep. See, look, we're quickly changing the subject.
Sound of metal.
That's right, Dawn. We sure are.
Oh,
it's
right.
TV taste
Grinder?
Test time.
I'm just going to keep guessing.
Grinder? That's a gay app.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh,
while we continue to ponder that, it is time for a TV taste test. Yes.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Okay, Lex, you watched the Academy Award-nominated Sound of Metal that Dawn told us about that she loved.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the good. Riz Ahmed, he plays Ruben. Fantastic performance.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a metal band with his girlfriend, and within a day, it goes from hearing clearly to some garbled noises to almost hearing nothing. And you really do get a taste of what that feels like. The sense of just, that's your livelihood. What do you do?
Yeah.
He is already an addict, so he has some other things that he's dealing with as well. He's very dependent on his girlfriend. And now he has to figure out, what do I do with my life? And how am I going to communicate and function in this world? So that sense, because you almost hear nothing for periods of this movie, because that's his reality. And then you also get the experience of him going to a place where he is going to learn how to function and having to learn sign language with kids. I bet that is already just that experience alone. So that's good. The other person that I thought, oh, I know that person. Do you remember Bates Motel and Emma? She always had the broken arm, or at least in that last season.
Yes.
Olivia Cooke plays Lou, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She has those big puppy eyes, and she does great too. Multiple times, though, watching this film, I wanted to turn it off.
Really?
At least 5 times.
Oh!
And a part of me wishes that I did.
Because it was so sad.
It is very, very, very depressing.
Yes.
I know it's about dealing with a new normal, but just his point of view is just, and maybe he comes around, but also the way it ends, too, it's just kind of like, oh. And it's very, very slow moving. To the point that it's just, okay, I get it. We're understanding what he's going through. We're deaf right now. We're trying to figure out what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
But, wow. It's kind of a lot to take in.
It is. It's totally agree with you.
Ugh.
I mean, when we ended the movie, it was like time to go to sleep. And I just sat there. I go, we got to talk about this because I'm very sad. And then MC was a little bit more positive about the ending.
Oh,
he's like,
but
just think X, Y, and Z. And that's where he was trying to get to all along. And now he's finally there. And I'm like, yeah, but why? Oh.
Yeah, some kind of acceptance or.
But it feels very sad.
Yeah. And also some awareness, too, about what the reality of that is. I mean, that part was good. And figuring out, this whole like implant thing and the cost of that, and should it? So there's a lot of great things that you can talk about and issues that I never thought about as an able hearing person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're also right, too. I think we also have that thing in our mind, too, of we wear headsets all the time.
Yeah.
Could this
it's
be
scary.
Us?
Scary. Yeah. Yes.
Lex, we're talking The Sound of Metal, if you just tuned in. Dawn loved it.
On Prime.
Alexis on Prime. Lex watched it. Is it?
Yeah, it was.
Lex, yeah. was it because it was, I'm trying to wrap my brain around why and wondering for myself if I will like it. Were you leaning more toward it was too hard to watch, thus you wanted to turn it off, or you were just bored? Right. What percentage? Where were you?
Oh, man, it's kind of a 50-50 with that one. I don't think you're going to like this. I think you're going to find it very boring, Jason. Okay.
That worries me, Alexis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love him.
Right.
Oh.
He had a fantastic performance. You don't think about him at all. You do see some pops of joy, especially working with the kids and kind of accepting where you are in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there are good things about it. I just, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I think that we're also, from watching so many movies that you have to have a love interest, and that whole narrative of, in the end, you know, we're sort of always expecting something good to come out of it, and like, don't worry, you'll make it through this. If you are that type of person, well...
Yeah, this isn't the movie for you.
Or are you somebody who really values, like, self-discovery as a main focus in your life, or is it romance? Because I think that makes a difference how you're going to take the movie.
Mm.
Without giving too much away, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Transforming yourself, if that's important to you, you might like this a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't think about it that way. I think... Yeah, yeah. I mean, after watching it, now that we're talking about it, I'm actually liking it more with distance.
Me too.
I think at the end, you just kind of like...
You feel bad.
Yeah, you feel real sad.
It's Kenny.
And now we're talking about it, I feel better.
Should we be having this conversation about Oscar winners? This one won 2 awards.
Yeah.
Should an Oscar movie... Do you have to work up courage to watch it? Do you have to work up courage to stay with it? Shouldn't an Oscar-nominated and an Oscar-winning movie be pleasurable and enjoyable to watch?
It's hard
should
to
you
say.
Go away? Should you go away from a movie saying, we have to talk about it because this movie messed me up?
I don't know.
And is that the problem with the Oscars now?
This was such a unique story. That's what I appreciated about it. I hadn't seen anything like this before, and I feel like there's a lot of repeats, you know, just in themes.
You guys, this speaks to me, this deafness thing. I will never watch this movie.
Yeah, it might be
I won't watch this. No mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Especially if you have ringing and, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a ton of ringing. They're screaming at me, my ears are.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I'm not asking anybody for, you know, sympathy. It's, you know, it's my life. I chose to live this way.
I might try it, Lex, just to see where I fall.
Yeah.
But this worries me.
Watch as much as you can.
Yes, and see, because I do.
Tell us how far you got.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll watch Sound of Metal. It's on Prime, Alexis. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll watch and see how far, because this is one of those. This and Minari were two that interest me, and Nomadland. But Dawn, you even said Nomadland was kind of a challenge as far as getting through it. Am I right on that? Am I remembering that correctly?
There are parts that are kind of boring. It doesn't have like a real through line. You kind of wonder where it's going. It gives you peaceful feelings, and it's kind of like the same finding yourself type of a movie.
Yeah.
Her performance is so subtle and really spectacular, I think.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I like Nomadland too, but same warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll get a little bored in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, again,
I mean, as good as it gets is probably more pleasurable than either one of these movies, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. More TV taste test. The story of late night. Dawn finished Housewives of Beverly Hills and more when we return.